Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. Happy Monday.
Amen. It's Monday already.
Actually, we got through the worst part of Monday, the workday part of Monday.
That's true.
Somebody said happy Monday today to me, and I was like, how is that possible? Happy and Monday together.
Mondays, yeah.
Most Mondays are pretty good, but today I kind of had a lot of mindless tasks to complete, and my brain just feels like mush.
And see, I always have long, long conference calls every Monday, so for me, I'm just like, I wait for the day to be over.
You should come in early on Mondays and work out, because you never take a lunch.
I don't get to on Mondays, I know.
That's no good.
And I always say that I'm going to work out, come in early Monday and work out, but it's hard enough getting out of bed on a Monday.
I hear that. But I still made it into the gym. Go me. I get gold stars.
I'm changing my schedule, and Monday's going to be my off day. I'm just going to work out Saturdays and Sundays.
How did that go this weekend?
Sunday didn't go bad. Saturday was another. Saturday, I didn't leave the couch.
I'm not judging you.
I'm judging me. I didn't leave. I made it from my bed to the couch on Saturday. That was it. That was as far as I made it. And I just slept. I was in and out of sleep all day.
I think everyone needs those days from time to time.
Well, following my Friday night, yes.
I was just going to ask, were you hungover? Oh, dear. Papa Jim.
Well, it was our friends were in town for the whole week, and it was their last night because they left Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So we all went out, and, it was nice to see them. I mean, it was nice to be able to go out with them before they left because we didn't get to do much with them during the week, Weeknights just get so busy with work and stuff, but it was so much fun. We all had such a good time. So
good. And you were pretty tired on Friday. Where did you take a nap?
No, because I
didn't. You're hardcore.
I got home later than I wanted to, and I didn't get to take a nap. But I did definitely have a coffee in between.
That's smart. And then I've had to do that on a Friday night after work, just to go to a movie. I'm like, we got to go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Steve's like, it's 7 o'clock at night. I'm like, I know. Do you want me to fall asleep on the way to the movie?
Well, and then we went to our favorite spot, the Polish vodka place. Mm-hmm.
With the dill pickle flavored vodka. I can't get that out of my head.
So I did coffee shots.
Oh.
Like coffee vodka. So that kind of woke me up some more too.
Is there caffeine in that?
Yeah, they actually infuse all their vodka. So there's not actually caffeine in it, but to infuse the flavor, they throw coffee beans in there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's how they get all of their flavors. And they sit for weeks infusing.
I wish Steve was a bar type guy. That bar sounds fun.
They just started brunch on Saturdays and Sundays.
Ooh.
And they have amazing Polish food. And they do the mimosas and stuff. But what's really cool is for $30, it's bottomless everything, food and drinks.
I would be asleep by 1:00.
That's
in the afternoon.
The point, I think.
Well, maybe if Steve's ever in town on a weekend again, maybe I'll convince him. Because we do like brunch.
Yeah.
I love brunch.
They have a really good brunch.
I like food and alcohol.
Yeah.
On a patio on a sunny summer day.
That's my
perfect.
Ideal.
Perfect. So my weekend, pretty lame. Steve out of town, so I did the housework. And
you did so much cleaning, I feel like.
I did. What do you think of the place?
It was insanely clean when I came in.
And then on top of my efforts, the cleaning lady came today. Because I'm not a floor person. I don't like doing floors.
Huh.
I know. Well, there's so much.
There, yeah.
If it was all carpet, I could totally vacuum. But I just don't
I hate vacuuming.
Oh,
I just think I don't like the noise. I know that sounds like a dog. I hate the sound of the vacuum.
Now, a butterfly is the same way. She hates vacuuming. She hates food processing. She hates the blender.
That's like sugar.
She hates anything that makes a noise. And she hates you, I think.
Yeah, she does hate me.
Every Monday. How many Mondays in a row have you been coming here?
Six? Insane. It's ridiculous.
And she just goes crazy and must be held. I think it's just an excuse. She is a woman. It's an excuse to be cuddled with.
I'm going to have to start bringing her special treats over.
That's what the cleaning lady does.
Really?
Yeah, she'll bring moon pie and butterfly treats, and I think...
Well, I got moon pie on my side with the bread.
I think so. I don't know. I'm looking around for him, but he's actually upstairs. Yeah. He's the good boy. He doesn't sit at the stairs and bark like butterfly would, and that would be annoying. So, you watched Boy Meets World growing up.
I love Boy Meets World. It's my favorite show.
We all love Topanga and Corey.
Oh, I love that. I just love that show.
Do you think they have a picture here of Corey? Do you think he had a nose job? Look at this picture.
Again, I'm looking.
It's pointy. I remember him being like a round nose. I don't know.
I think don't forget, he's older now.
Right. But Topanga looks the same.
She does.
So the reason we're talking about Boy Meets World is there's a spinoff called Girl Meets World. Yes. And it has officially gotten picked up by Disney.
Of course.
And it's going to be a comedy series for kids, of course. And it follows on-screen sweethearts Corey and Topanga and follows their tween daughter named Riley. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's going to be hilarious. And Corey was always so adorable.
Well, and I think the cool thing is, it's like now he's the history teacher, kind of like how Mr. Mm-hmm. Feeney was. Yes. So I'm interested to see what kind of wisdom he has, because I feel like he was always so goofy. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm kind of disappointed though that Sean didn't make it into this series.
Yeah. He was always the cute rebel boy.
I thought Corey was. I think I just loved how much Corey loved Topanga.
You know what I just found out a few years ago? The girl that plays Topanga, she dated Lance Bass before he came out.
She turned him gay.
Oh, dear Lord. She is gorgeous. She is just one of girls that is just gorgeous.
Her hair is like to die for.
Right. I wonder if it's real.
Well, considering we saw her on Boy Meets World back in the day.
But, I don't know. You know, you've got me watching these YouTube videos, these makeup, hair, do-it-yourself videos. Oh, my Lord.
Haven't you learned so much, though?
Yes, but it's making me want to go buy makeup and buy hair accessories and buy extensions because these girls, they have great hair. But then they throw in their extensions and it's like boom. Hello, Hollywood.
But all of them are, like, have a background in cosmetology. Like, either they're hairstylists or they're makeup artists.
See, so I haven't taken the time to look at their bios.
I've been following them for so long.
You have, yes. I think I'm going to have to ditch a couple because a couple of them are not as good as some. Yeah. Don't ask me which ones because I'm horrible at names.
How many did I tell you I was following?
A lot.
It was a ridiculous number.
Yeah, so you can find me on YouTube. It's PinkBarb27 and follow the people that I follow. Or you can find Ashley on YouTube. What's your username? She has no earthly idea. I'm just now, and this is going to make me sound old and out of touch, but I'm just now getting into the whole YouTube subscribe to channels. I just started following Blake Shelton, Miranda Lambert, Casey Musgraves, the Grand Ole Opry.
So,
what's your username on YouTube?
My username, I think it's just Ashley Gamble.
Okay, that makes sense. And they can, if someone logs on and looks at your profile, they can see what videos you've looked at. So make sure and keep that in mind. No naughty videos.
They would be like, oh my God, this girl watches way too many YouTube videos.
Right. I've started doing that when I'm on the elliptical as opposed to reading Twitter because I tend to want to go harder. Like, I'll go, like, a half mile to a mile longer in the same amount of time as I was reading Twitter. And I don't understand. Maybe the news is not motivating.
Well, and that's what I read on Twitter. Yeah, I've always watched kind of them while I'm on the elliptical or the treadmill. But I subscribe to Kid President, too.
What's that?
That little kid that does, like, the inspirational videos. Remember, we got the link.
Okay, yes.
His videos, they seriously, like, put some, like...
Who writes those for him?
It's done by the channel Soul Pancake. And
I look like I know what you're talking about? Because I don't.
Well, that's just like the channel name. But
on YouTube.
Yeah, and they have a couple different people that they do videos for on Soul Pancake. But Kid President is one of them. And I think that his videos come out every Tuesday. And so it's just whoever the producer is somehow related to the little boy. And it's just, he's the cutest thing. Like, he has such an amazing outlook on life. And I don't know.
And I want to say, for the last year and a half, I've been a huge Jenna Marbles fan. And she's, like, YouTube queen. Yep. She's made, like, lots of money because of this. But then I go from watching these makeup, hair, tutorials to watching her videos, and her videos seem so dumb. I'm like, I'm not learning anything from these. I am not motivated to do anything except maybe go get drunk, because she talks about getting drunk all the time. And I think it's affecting my Jenna love. But I'm sure that will... She just needs to come out with a good video. I think her last one, How Girls Get Dressed, it was kind of funny, but not...
Yeah, I'm, like, picky on the ones I watch of hers. I like the one where she pretends, like, where she's a dude.
Yes.
I think those are the funniest. She has a couple of
those where she's, like, what guys do when they get drunk. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I like those the best.
So, Big Movie opened up this weekend.
I feel like they've Big Movie's been working every weekend.
They've been talking about this movie, I want to say, for probably 12 years. It was the Superman movie, The Man of Steel.
Yes.
Neither one of us went to see it. I'm not really excited about it because it's just another Superman movie to me.
Right.
But it made $125 million.
And I've never been into... You know that I like the action movies. Like, I love the superheroes. I was never into Superman, though. Like, I was always much more of a Batman, Spider-Man, X-Men. But this one really does look...
I saw where someone said that one of the critics, I think it was from Hollywood.com, said that they actually got Superman right. That's what they said. But the critics overall didn't like it. On Rotten Tomatoes, 56% of critics
didn't like it.
Right.
But see, I feel like I tend to like the movies that critics don't like.
And see, I used to be like that, but now as I'm getting older, I'll look at, like, this weekend when I was bored and not cleaning, I watched Netflix. And to choose the movies I wanted to watch, I went to Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
I like more of those indie independent movies, I'm learning. And I looked to see what the critics liked, because I'm kind of following what they like. Pardon me, I have to cough.
See,
that was rude.
I don't know. I've just, yeah, I've been,
but then
I've noticed that the ones that they're like, that they don't love. And I think maybe because I feed into that ridiculousness.
Right. And 82% of users liked it. So
yeah,
it toppled the biggest June opening, which was Toy Story 3 from 2010, which that brought in $110 million.
Wow.
So it toppled that. So high five, Man of Steel. Yeah,
I definitely will probably go see it.
And then coming in at second in the box office was This Is the End.
I want to see that movie
so like
bad.
Where all these like 20, 30-year-old movie star people actors play themselves.
Yep.
And it only made $20.5 million. So compare that. $125 million versus 21. $20.5. And then you look at the Rotten Tomatoes, and 84% of critics liked it. And 87% of users liked it. So what made people go see Man of Steel as opposed to, is it because they don't want to see something that's new, or is it because they're like, you know, they want to stick with,
I think there was just so much hype around Superman versus This Is the End.
Right.
That people were like, oh my God, I have to see this the minute it comes out.
Right.
Plus, I think when you think about Superman, there's a much broader audience than there is.
Correct. Yeah.
Like I can imagine a lot of you know, young boys were taken there by their parents to go see Superman.
Father's Day.
Right. Whereas, like, This Is the End, that's more of a, you know, a smaller group. Like, I would think it's like
friends,
your...
Friends, college kids.
Yeah, exactly. So
if they can,
I can
afford
get
it. Because movies are outrageous.
Yeah.
Also, over the weekend, my least favorite person in the world and her boyfriend had a baby.
Oh, yes.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye. They welcomed a baby girl. I haven't seen if they've said the name of the child.
I don't think they have yet, and I don't think there's been any pictures released either.
No. And Kanye was confirmed to be in the delivery room when that baby popped out.
Well, he damn well should have been.
Well, I know a lot of people are kind of like, I
know. All the tabloids are like, oh, she's by herself all the time. Hoo, hoo, hoo.
Well, no. Like, as a woman, if I were to, which I don't plan on having kids, but that was in my plan, I don't know that I would want my husband in the room with me.
I would have a strict rule of, you need to be in the room with me, but you can't go below my arms.
Like equator up.
Yeah, like equator up, exactly.
Yeah. And then one more piece of entertainment news before we get on with the show. Are you a Kate Moss fan?
No.
Why?
I don't know. She doesn't do anything for me.
I've always kind of been like drawn to her, and I know she's like super skinny.
I don't even think she's
and
that
she's not, I know,
stunningly
Steve
gorgeous.
Said the same
yeah.
thing. There's some, you know, she's something funky about her face or something. I've always been, maybe it's that mysteriousness that kind mm-hmm. of, but reports are, is she's going to be on the cover of Playboy. She's definitely posing.
She doesn't
posing.
Even have a body.
Right. She's definitely posing for Playboy, but the rumor is that she's actually going to be the cover. Not that you or I will buy that. But I thought that was kind of interesting because you think of Pamela Anderson versus Kate Moss. And if you could see what I was doing, I'm making cantaloupe gestures near my nipples.
I can't. Like, I think that's why I'm not drawn to Kate Moss, is because to me, she looks, and I say this with no disrespect, she looks like somebody on drugs. Like,
yeah, I've always thought she looked a little strung out. Yeah, and like sunken in.
Sunken in, yep, exactly. Not just that she's thin. I'm sure she does
drugs. Everybody in Hollywood does drugs, don't they?
I don't know. I'm not in Hollywood.
I just assume.
I think you're probably making a majority assumption.
Right. I am making an assumption. So I found an interesting article this week on my favorite website, All Women's Stock.
Yes.
I love this. And I discovered they have an app.
I know, and that's a problem.
If you follow our Twitter, I, like, daily find an article on All Women's Stock that I post on our Twitter. But I found an interesting one, and it's a little bit deeper than most of the All Women's Stock lists.
Yep.
This is the 7 interesting psychological facts about yourself that you did not know.
And when I read this, I was, like, I was shocked. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
The first one, I gotta take the first one. I'm sorry. I'm being a list hog. But Steve and I have kind of had arguments over this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, I was multitasking. I can do 2 things at once. Oprah said that you can multitask. Well, this says you can't. This is one of the psychological facts about yourself mentioned in a few previous articles, which we haven't mentioned before. But many people believe that they can do more than one thing at a time. But studies show that the mind can only attend to one task at a time, with the exception of a few physical tasks such as walking and chewing gum. You may be able to shift from one task to another quickly, but it's impossible to focus on more than one task at a time.
I don't agree.
I do. That's why you can't text and drive. That's why, you know, it's hard for you to talk and drive and completely pay 100% attention. I was watching the NBC News last week because I was getting my nails done and it was on. I don't make a habit of watching the news. And they put, like, these probes on people's brains as they were driving and, like, talking on the phone, radio, texting, you're not completely focused on driving, and that's dangerous.
But I don't think that's a multitask thing. I think it's just that driving is like riding a bicycle or walking. It becomes so ingrained in you that your mind just goes into, like, autopilot.
Well, I find it hard. Like, Steve will text me during the day. I'm on the phone with an applicant. I find it hard to, like, have the conversation with the applicant and text the boyfriend at the same time and not mess one of the conversations up.
See, I'm constantly, like, interviewing and printing resumes for another position.
Well, maybe you're a genius and I'm not.
I don't know. When I read this, I was like, no way. I could totally multitask.
It says no.
I talk on the phone and cook all the time.
All right, you go with the next one.
All right, so the next one, number 2 on the list of 7... is
dun dun dun,
except that it opens something really retarded.
You gotta hit the don't hit the red arrow. Don't hit the red arrow. Hit number 2.
Where is my next number 2? Oh, remember All Women Stock did this to me last time.
All right, here you go. Here.
Number 2 is you don't like reading text online.
And I can totally agree with this one. I will print something out if it's lengthy.
Yep. It says you'd prefer reading it on paper versus the article on text or on screen. It's hard on the eyes and it tires them very quickly.
But I think it's different when you're reading an iPad.
I don't think so. Maybe because I keep my screen so bright.
Right.
But I completely understand how my eyes get tired after looking at the computer.
It's true. That's why we're exhausted at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 on the 7 interesting psychological facts you didn't know about yourself. When you read, you anticipate. Are there ever times when you read aloud and you end up saying a word that isn't there? It's because you anticipate the coming letters and say them before you actually see them. For example, you'd probably read and say, "The little children play outside." But the actual text would say, "The little children played outside and about." Played out and about.
See, you just did it.
I just did. Jacked up mind. When our minds put words together such as children play outside, we anticipate it. It's not until after we actually read it that we realize it says something other than what we're used to. So try reading this. I pledge allegiance to the flag to the United States of Amsterdam. Many of you caught it, but some of you said America because that's what you expect. And I was waiting to catch that.
See, I think I do the not necessarily anticipate, but the, like, I'll put word, like, for instance, I can't proofread my own stuff because I'll tend to, like, I know what I was trying to say. So if it's missing, like, a to or a from or something like that, my mind will put it in there because it knows it wanted it in there.
I'm horrible about that. Yeah. Like, I've had to, because for the longest time, I was not a good proofreader. I think it took our VP of HR correcting me on an email for me to stop and be like, dude, people are going to think you're dumb. I'm really bad about that. So proofread, proofread, proofread.
Yeah. And I remember having an English professor that would say, read it out loud so that it sounds funny.
And then at work, we'll have each other like, this is going to someone important. Ashley, yep, come over we'll here and read it. Does this make sense? And I'm awesomely happy that you're my cube mate. All right. The next one.
The next one is synchronous activity bonds your group. Did you know that doing things together bonds your group together? Have you ever wondered why cliques are so strong and close together, even if some of the members don't like each other? It's because they sit together, eat together, laugh together, and move together in time. Research shows that when people do things at the same time, they're more socially attached, more likely to make personal sacrifices for that group, and desire to be around members of that group.
Hmm. I do find that in a work, we're talking about work again, last year, we were all kind of relatively new as a team.
Speak for yourself.
No, as a team, we were all new. As a team. We hadn't worked together before. And so there were a couple outings that we had, like went to a Rockies game, Broncos game. And I think it kind of helped bond us together.
I don't know if it was necessarily that or just the daily synchronous activities, right? So we are all thrown in an office together.
Yeah, we come in around the same time.
We go get breakfast. You know, we go make our breakfast, our tea, our coffee. Like,
but I think before those activities, we didn't do that as much. If you think back, maybe you and I did, but the others in the office.
Right, but I think if those activities hadn't happened, just us being so close in that office would have brought it out eventually too.
Either you're gonna kill each other or love each other, right?
Yeah.
And we've chose love. Yay. Number five of the seven interesting psychological things you didn't know about yourself. You perform worse under too much stress. I know this.
Yeah, I think I knew that.
Yeah. If you're under tons of stress, your brain does not perform optimally. You actually perform worse. That's why it's so important to take a day off before a big test. Give yourself a break for the good of your health and your work. Now, if I think back to college, I didn't have the opportunity to take a day off before a test. But if
I'm gonna bring this to our boss and be like, we have a really serious meeting tomorrow. I need off to like today.
Right. Every Thursday before our monthly HR meeting. Yeah,
we need off.
That's awesome. Number six.
Number six is you're more likely to blame people rather than the situation. And I am so guilty of this. It says, did you know that when undesirable events happen, humans are more likely to blame another person rather than the circumstance? If you're late for a meeting, you're more likely to blame the driver rather than the construction on the way. Because the mind works this way, it's important to remember it and take into account when you encounter these situations. Yeah. I do it all the time.
Right. Because you want to blame the boyfriend.
Because.
As opposed to the fact that the alarm didn't go off.
Because I think it's easier to hold, like, you can't hold an alarm accountable.
Right.
But you can hold a person accountable. You can't hold a thing accountable because things are only as good as the people using them. So if my alarm doesn't go off, that's
because
ultimately.
Because you didn't set it.
Right, because I didn't set it right.
Or
and I don't want to blame me.
If your alarm doesn't wake you up, it's because you maybe didn't go to bed early enough and you were too tired.
So it's easier to blame a person. I could see that.
And number seven of seven interesting psychological things you didn't know about yourself, the illusion of progress is motivating. Lastly, the illusion of progress is extremely motivating. I just said that. According to research, if you believe that you're progressing toward a goal, you move faster toward achieving that goal. Example, you go to IHOP and you're given a card with 10 empty boxes representing how many times you visited. On the 10th visit, you get a free meal. And that makes sense. Like, I think our coworkers use that at one of the local eateries when they go to lunch. Mm-hmm. Example two, you're given a card with 12 boxes and two already marked. Studies show that even though you need to visit 10 times with either card, people are more likely to complete the card with the 12 boxes rather because of the illusion of progress. Wow. That's pretty awesome.
I think that
mind-jacking you.
I think in regards to the illusion of progress, also just think about how much harder you work when you're recognized for what you've done.
Correct.
I definitely think that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. And then the last thing I want to touch on, it's kind of been in the back of my head for the last few weeks. And then I read this article on OMG from Yahoo. And the title is the only thing that caught me. It was Brad Pitt says it's business as usual for him and Angelina after she had her double mastectomy. You know, yep. They're back to normal life. And I don't want to dwell on that story. But I heard someone say that they recently got married and it was, you know, a pretty good business agreement. And me being the, you know, romantic comedy, yeah. Cinderella loving person, that broke my heart. And I was like, well, you know, I haven't gotten married yet, but, you know, one day I might. And if I do, I don't want it to be a business agreement. I want it to be for love.
Right.
So I started doing some.
If I wanted it to be for business, I would have moved to one of those countries where my parents set me up with someone.
Right. And it kind of, like, some of the stuff I read said that it is kind of a business agreement, and it made sense. If you think back to the day where marriage originated, you know, it was when parents chose a dude, gave him the dowry for the daughter, and so on and so forth. But hopefully, I would think we've evolved.
And I think that we've evolved in the sense that back then, right, the man provided.
Right.
And the woman kept house and did kids. So it was a business agreement in that the man needed the woman to do that and the woman needed the man. So each party had something that the other needed. Whereas I think in today's society, men and women are so equal in that women work, men work. Men do house chores now too. Like sometimes men stay home with the kids. So I think that there's not so much of a business agreement in that, you know, it's strictly men do this and women do this, so they need each other. Now I think it's more of a they want each other, or at least that's what I would hope it should be now, because I don't think women should ever feel like they need a man. That's why I don't agree with the whole business arrangement.
I don't want to, like, when you say need a man, no, you don't need a man, but it's nice to have a man.
Right.
Like, I'm pretty self-sufficient. Steve's gone a lot.
Right.
And so, you know, I've got a lot of friends and stuff like that. But when he's home, I am 10 times happier than when he's gone.
But it's a want versus a need, right? So back then, women weren't allowed to work. So they genuinely needed a man to provide.
You know, and raise the kids.
Right. So I think there's a difference now. Women don't need a man to work. They can go do it themselves.
So an article I found, it's called Why Is Marriage So Hard? The Marriage Misconception. It starts out by saying, you know, unless you've been married, you're not going to grasp what this person is saying. You may be thinking there's no such thing as a marriage misconception, and this person says you're wrong. So it's basically saying it is like a business, and there are 9 keys to running a successful marriage or business. And have you read over these?
Yeah, because it says that and most people consider marriage as something you have, but marriage is actually something you do.
Right.
Which I agree with that. I agree that marriage is work. You have to work at it. Mm-hmm. You have to work at it daily for it to be successful. But I still don't think that I want my marriage to have the same foundation structure and structure of a business.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. But hopefully, you know, we're right and we're not proven wrong over time. It's hard. I wish we had someone that was, like, married for a long time that could sit here and debate this with
us. Papa Jim, where are you?
Right. So if you have any comments when it comes to this topic, you know, definitely shoot them our way. We're at twogirlsinabottleofwine@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. You know, message us. Let us know what you think.
Absolutely. I'm curious.
And if we get any comments, we'll revisit this idea.
I'm going to ask my mom if she thinks that their marriage is a business.
Can you record that conversation so we can play it next week? Maybe. Work on it.
I'll work on it.
I'm sure there's an app for that.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah. So that, I don't know. I just heard someone say that, and then when I did some research, and then even Kim Kardashian and her ex, it came out and said that she, you know, he knew that it was more of a business thing.
Look at how long that lasted.
Right. Right. Do you think it's because his expectations were that it was going to be more than just a business thing? I don't know. Who knows? Those people are crazy. I've mentioned that lady twice in our podcast, and I don't like her.
I know. I'm shocked.
What are you doing to me? Wow. All right. Well, it's time to wrap up.
I know. Yeah, that was a quick one.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of stuff to talk about.
We do.
So, like I said, find us on Facebook, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. We're on Podbean at twogirlsandabottleofwine.podbean.com. That's where you're going to find all of our podcasts. We're on Twitter, the number 2 Girls and Wine. We are on Pinterest, 2 Girls and Wine. We're on Tumblr, 2 Girls and Wine. We're everywhere.
We are. Come find us.
Yes. And if you have anything that you want us to talk about, you know, message us. You don't have to, like, post it publicly.
Yeah. Send us a message, an email.
Email. Yep. All right. We're out of here. I had a quote. I have a quote.
Yay.
Holy cow. I did my homework and almost forgot. Wait for it. Okay. It's something someone posted on Facebook today. So I'm copying from Rebecca Ann Dyer. She put, common sense is a flower that does not grow in everyone's garden.
I like that.
That goes along with our Monday, doesn't it?
It does. My old boss always used to say, common sense ain't so common.
Yes. All right. We'll see you guys back here next Monday. Thank you again for listening to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. Bye-bye.
Bye.